Well, hello and welcome to Alpha Male 2.0. I am your host, Caleb Jones. And today we're going to talk about long-term masculine freedom. This is how they talk on PBS. God forbid anyone talks faster than a snail or has higher decibels than a squirrel. Anyway, this is Alpha Male 2.0, freedom-focused lifestyle design for men. The freest lifestyle the modern man can live during our collapsing era. Location-independent income through your own location-independent business that you own and control. Dating multiple attractive women, being free, financially free, and sexually free. The freest lifestyle a man in the modern collapsing era can live without being super rich. Matter of fact, a lot of super rich guys are not free. I've talked about this. Today we're going to talk about two topics. We're going to talk about, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to talk about. You might see that, you can probably see the title of this podcast slash video. So I'm going to ramp up to them in a certain way. So I'm not going to talk about topics yet. I'll get to it. I'll wait a few minutes for people to file in here. I just saw some scientific surveys that they are, this is what happens. You talk fast. You talk too quickly and go, blah, 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 blah. Scientific surveys of Gen Z, the generation that all the right wingers said would save the Western society because, Caleb, they're conservative. Anyway, these conservative, traditional Gen Zers. Oh, right wingers are so desperate today. They were asked about sex. And this may very well end up being the least sexual generation in modern or even all of American history, the Gen Z. They hate having sex. They don't want to have sex. They don't want to date. We're turning into Japan. And the numbers were staggering. Something like 56%, this is men and women both, Gen Z. So young people under, I don't know, 18 to, I don't know, 16 to 24-ish, 5-ish, somewhere in there. They're 56% are single and are glad they're single and they want to be single. They don't want to date anyone. Something like 47% of these are people from 18 to 25 now would rather clean a toilet than go on a first date in real life. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like provider hunter women over 33, because that's stuff they say. These are older, jaded, angry women who've gone through, you know, 15, 20 years of bad dating and they haven't found their Prince Charming yet, their perfect guy. The submissive, the myth of the submissive alpha male, which I've talked about before. These are like 19-year-olds saying this shit. And they don't want to see sex in movies. That's why you have all these movies now. Other guys, like movie tubers, have observed this. Guys like, what's his name? The Rob Servations guy. Robert Meyer Burnett talked about this. Paul Chadow's talked about this. Those of you in the movie space on the internet. They're talking about how movies today, and people didn't notice this, don't have sex anymore. Again, I grew up in the 80s. There was fucking all over movies in the 80s. There was sex all over the place, including in movies that were non-sex movies. Watch the first Terminator movie. What happens in that movie? They fuck, and there's nudity, and she's riding him. He's grabbing her tits, and they're like, and it's a sci-fi movie. That was common in the 80s. That was normal. And in the 80s, back in my day, Gen X, when we were in high school, people fucked. Teenagers had sex and they didn't get pregnant. Now they switched. So the millennials, when they had sex, they got pregnant and they became single moms. Gen Z and baby boomers, in their defense, had a lot of sex, but they were just careful. They didn't get pregnant. People were fucking. They liked to fuck. They were excited to fuck. They were excited to date. They saw it in pop culture. Gen Z is the opposite. They just want to sit home all day. I guess jerk off to porn. I don't know. I don't know. Very sad. Very sad. Awful. You have some questions here. Caleb, did you ever watch The Wonder Years? I did not, because I was already like 18, 19, 20 years old by the time that came out. It was the late 80s, early 90s. So I wasn't, that's not, I wasn't the target demo. Serious question. Well, as opposed to a fault, as opposed to a humorous question. What would you recommend for an alpha 2.0 who doesn't have the ability to have sexual intercourse? How would he still make the best out of the situation and still enjoy women? I don't know if you're making an excuse or you literally like have no penis. I think you have ED and you're saying, oh, I guess I can't have sex. If you literally don't have a dick or balls, then you cuddle and you play and you make them feel good and you do the best you can. Like super, super old men, like in their 80s who can't have sex, that's what they do. It's about giving each other pleasure as best you can. But I have a feeling you're making a bullshit beta male excuse. You just have ED, right? Or temporarily, and you're saying, well, I can't have sex. Yes, you can. There are all kinds of solutions to ED. None of them involve drugs, pills you can take, that needle thing in the dick you can do. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. Thoughts on Gordon Ramsay being the archetype of the Alpha Male 1.0 boss, screaming and calling people's names that don't live up to his standards. Yeah, I mean, he's an alpha male. He's not the archetype, but yeah, he's definitely an Alpha Male 1.0. Yep, you bet. A Brazilian epi keeps trying to call me to get me to go raw. Condomless on her. Oh, we'll talk about that. Could she just be trying to baby trap me? Yes, South American women, a lot of them don't like condoms. It's a Catholic thing about condoms are against the will of God. If she gets pregnant, that's just the will of God. So you put on a condom, it's kind of against God. And or she might be trying to trap you, sure. But remember, a lot of these countries don't have child support. So it's more of a connected religious thing, emotional thing than it is like, oh, an American woman trying to get you pregnant, get her pregnant from you. A little different. But yeah, you wrote a long time ago. You wrote a long time ago. Yeah, turning into Japan. Correct. I predicted all this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So much sex, the media means people aren't actually fucking. Right. I said that. So that's interesting. I made that observation about 10 years ago when there was still some sex where Americans in particular and Europeans, but Americans in particular, Canadians, lots of sexual imagery, but less people having sex. Now we're getting to the next phase where there's people aren't having sex and we're removing sexual imagery. All the superhero, female superheroes now, they're buttoned up to here, up to their necks. As opposed to just a few years ago, they were sexy. You can watch these YouTube clips they've done of Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow in her first appearance in like 2009 versus her latter appearances. Totally different. So we move to this next phase of non-sexuality. Now, what does this all mean for us Alpha Male 2.0s?
More for us.
This is good. This is terrible news for you guys. You right-wingers, conservatives, tradcons, Trump dorks who want to save Western world because that's you're fucked. So this is very bad news for society and white people reproducing and all that crap, okay? This is fantastic news for us Alpha Male 2.0s because there's a percentage of women, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, who are horny as fuck and would love to fuck you. And they can't fuck the guys their age because they don't want to have sex. So guess who they go to? Older men like us. Or those younger Alpha 2.0s. It's great. And or women outside the Western world. These are, by the way, all these surveys are in the Western world. You're not going to find this problem in parts of Asia. You're not going to, this problem of young girls not wanting to have sex. You're definitely not going to find this problem in Latin America. Isn't this nice? It's great. Thoughts on vasectomies, not to ditch condoms for every sexual encounter or something, blah, blah, blah. Just as a way to protect its pregnancy condom breaking scares. Hang on. I gotta double check my connection here. Why does my connection say it's unstable? Hang on one moment, please. Make sure internet access. There we go. Okay. I turned off my thing here. Yeah. I've said many times I consider men who get vasectomies as heroes. If you're not sure about reproducing or having kids later, you freeze your sperm in two different locations on two different sides of the country. And then you're covered. There have been babies made, healthy babies made from sperm frozen up to 27 years. So freeze your sperm if you're concerned about this. Otherwise, yeah, get a vasectomy. Great. Yeah. I'm Gen Z. Do you think it'd be easier for alpha men to have sex? Yep. Those few Gen Zs who follow Alpha 2.0 concepts and techniques and lifestyle models. Yeah, man. Now, it is harder for younger men to get laid these days because of the other factors I've talked about. Collapsing Western world, men your age are all pussies. So women your age are kind of looking toward men who are over 30 anyway. But if you come in and you do everything we're talking about, yeah, you're going to do great. You should check out Jay Vincent for HIIT training. We'll help you stay jacked, lose weight without spending the same amount of time in the gym, all science-based. Losing body fat is not about the gym. I know that drives guys like you crazy. Losing body fat, 95% plus is about what you eat. It's not your exercise. Exercise about being healthy, anti-aging, energy levels, aging well. There's lots of benefits. Clear mind to exercise, but fat loss is not a component of exercise. It's not. Grateful that I now live in my entire year between LatinAm and SEA where everyone is still horny. Yeah, that's it, man. Don't use a condom. If the girl is tested and she is banging hot, pull out. Very serious question. Time withstanding. May you please burrow two or three growth, maybe high ticket micro niches. This seems to be a technique for, no, that's off topic for today. What are your thoughts on picking up women? I mean, you can ask business questions, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on niche stuff. And that's almost something that you need to pay me for. What are your thoughts on picking up women working in the same building, but in different companies? I don't understand. Working in the same building, but different companies. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Okay. It's not ideal, but it's okay. Josh R. says, what's a condom? Yeah. Should I, as a 20, how are we doing on time? Oh, two more questions. So I'll get started with this. Should I, as a younger 21-year-old guy, attempt to look older in order to increase attractiveness? No, no. When younger men, and I was a victim of this, when guys in their early 20s try to look older, they look like dorks. So picture a guy who's like 21, dressed in a suit and tie, like those missionary guys you see, these like 20-year-old kids dressed. They look, it makes you look even more young. And this was me. When I was like 22, I dress up in a suit and tie, and I look even more young. I'm like, dude, you can't do it. Wait a few more years, and then wear a suit and tie. So no, you shouldn't try. Just look good. What do you consider the greatest movie of all time, and why is it Lord of the Rings trilogy? Well, there's two that they tie. Lord of the Rings trilogy, the what's the version? The extended edition as one movie, and then Raiders of the Lost Ark are my two favorite. I didn't say it's the greatest movie of all time. It's my personal favorite. There's a lot of movies you consider the greatest of all time. But my personal favorite is Lord of the Rings, extended edition as one movie, and Raiders of the Lost Ark. Okay, you guys have a lot of questions. I gotta get to the topics. Here we go. All right, here we go. I feel like Rick and Rick and Morty when he goes, here we go. And then nothing happens. In the last live stream / video / podcast, because these are all three, I discussed the very stupid advice of a component of Red Pill, advice and or framing that 100% of every woman you date, 100% of every woman you fuck must be not only MLTR quality or OLT, but like wife quality. Every woman you fuck must be wife quality. So every time you go on a first date, you have to act like a provider hunter woman over age 33 and pull out your checklist and say, okay, are your parents still married? Are you a Christian? How many guys have you fucked? It's pathetic. And I talked about how horrible that is. And let me go into a few more details about how horrible this is. I've written about this. I've talked about this. The inability to have FBs. Sex that is not super serious means you are functionally disabled. You're disabled. You're a disabled man because you don't have the ability to have sex and enjoy a woman without her being wife quality, which means you're going to have massive one-itis all the time, massive relationship problems all the time. You're going to move too fast in your relationships. You're going to have nonstop drama, breakups and problems. When breakups occur, you're going to get depressed for 6 months like typical guys. You are completely fucked if you adopt a model where every girl I date or every girl I fuck are almost, maybe it's not literally 100%. Maybe it's 80 or 90%. 89%, every girl I date, every girl I fuck must be wife quality. She must be perfect or else I can't fuck her. It's awful on multiple levels, and you are effectively a disabled man if you choose to follow this lifestyle. And I've written entire articles about men who don't have the ability to have casual, even reasonably casual sex, have sex with a woman you like a lot as a friend, but you don't want to date her, you don't want to marry her, you don't want to be your girlfriend, but you like her a lot as a friend, even if she might be stupid, even if she might do drugs occasionally, even if she's maybe fucked 60 guys, even if this, even if that, even if this, all these other things that you, especially you TradCon guys, get very concerned about, even if she's a single mother, none of this shit matters because you're not dating her. And if you don't have the ability to do this, And I personally know men, know and have known men who have this problem. And it is a problem where every woman they date, every woman they fuck, they fall in love with. They get one-itis for because they don't have the ability to have casual, even partially casual sex would be like a low-end MLTR. They don't have that ability. So if you follow this red pill bullshit framing of every woman I fuck, every woman I date, absolutely must be wife quality. You are fucked. I could do another hour just on that, but I've already talked about that last time. I just talked about it again. Now, when I said this, I saw at least four guys say this pretty much the same thing. Four. It wasn't like one or two, it was four. Now, if I see four guys in different areas say the same thing, I know it's hundreds or thousands of guys who are thinking the same thing. So I have to address it here. I saw four guys who basically said, well, yeah, I have to do that because I don't like condoms. Okay. Let me describe to you why that's completely insane and kindergarten level logic and binary thinking, which is American societal programming. I would bet money that all four of those guys who said this and whoever else if you're thinking this, you're probably an American. I doubt very much that you're from Australia or Europe or the Hispanic world, Latin world. You might be a Canadian, probably an American. Why? Because a strong component of American societal programming is something called binary thinking. Biden's bad, so I got to vote for Trump. Trump is bad, so I got to vote for Biden. I have no other options. American societal programming trains you to be stupid, which I just did a live stream about over the Sovereign CEO 2 days ago. Societal program makes you stupid. And a core part of specifically American societal programming is you only have two options in life. Now pick one. And they're both terrible, but you got to pick one. So you pick one and you defend it because they want to do the other thing. Never mind the fact you have 16 other options, but you don't want to talk about those because you're a brainwashed, stupid, dumb fuck American. You think you only have two options. So it's every girl I date must be wife quality or else I have to use condoms on every woman for the rest of my life. I shouldn't explain to you why that's stupid, why that's literally the way a kindergartner would think. But I'm explaining to you why that's stupid. And I'm explaining to you the second part of this, which is when you can have sex with women without wearing a condom. Yes. But Caleb, you said you wear condoms and you should wear condoms. Yes, I've said this. I'll be specific about it in a minute. Let me think about it here. What else, let me back up. What else do I want to say about the fact that, yeah. If you are thinking that, if that's your default answer, when I say you're insane if every woman you have sex with or date has to be wife quality, and your first thought is, but I have to because I don't like condoms. Several problems. Either these men who say this or think this, and I know there are some of you watch this video right now who are thinking the same thing or were thinking the same thing. Hopefully I'm going to convince you otherwise. You are either A, completely stupid because of your mostly American societal programming. And I mean this, I didn't say you're a stupid person. I said you're thinking in a stupid way because of your American societal programming. And I teach to resist societal programming because societal programming is the goal of societal programming. Alpha Male 2.0, Unchained Man, is not to make you happy, is to make you more docile and controllable so the elites can more easily control you, manage you, tax you. That's what societal programming means. So that means you're stupid because you've fallen into the societal programming trap, or you are extremely confused about when it is okay to not use condoms and when you should use condoms. It's not binary. I have to always use condoms the rest of my life if I fuck multiple girls. Or every girl I fuck has to be wife quality and then I never have to use condoms. By the way, both those things are untrue. So let me cover that really fast. If I date multiple women, especially an alpha male 2.0 model, I have to always use condoms on every woman. False. I'll give you my example in a minute. I'm about to blow your mind. False. Incorrect. Number two, if every woman I fuck is wife quality, I don't have to use condoms ever. False. Now you're really stupid, especially if you live in the USA. Talk about that. Okay. So I'm going to explain to you now when it is okay to not use condoms. Caleb, you keep saying that you always have to use condoms and use condoms and use condoms. You say, you call us dumbasses for not using condoms. Yes, you have to use condoms. I have seen too many men not use condoms. And again, in very, very, very big trouble. By the way, if you live in the United States or Canada, the worst trouble. Certain parts of Europe, you can get away. If you get a woman pregnant by accident, you can kind of certain countries, you can get away with it. You do that in the United States or Canada, she owns your wallet for the next 18 years. Congratulations, dumb fuck. I'm not even going to talk about STDs because in my view, in the United States and Canada, getting a woman pregnant is far more dangerous than getting an STD. The vast majority of STDs that you actually are, I've talked about this in great detail in my books, my blogs. Statistically speaking, if you look at the data, not your feely feelings, not societal programming. If you look at the data, the STDs you're most likely to get. First of all, you're not likely to get any STDs. You know how many women I've had sex with? I just got checked. I'm clean. I test for like nine or 10 STDs. Nine, up to nine now. How do you explain me? And I've had sex with a lot of women without condoms. Yes, I'll explain that in a second. So how do you explain me? Yeah. Anyway, what I was saying was, if you do get an STD, odds are very low. If you're, unless you're randomly stupid, if you're just a maniac, yes, if you go to Africa, hook up with a bunch of African women, 100 of them with no condom, you might have a problem. But if you're in the normal Western world and you behave appropriately, you're not going to get an STD statistically. If you do, most likely it's the one where you have no symptoms. You get a blood test. It says you are positive. You take one pill. You might get a shot in the ass. And then you wait 5 days and you're okay. Most STDs are cured with antibiotics. Okay? All right. Now, I say use condoms. I do. That being said, I have had sex with dozens upon dozens upon dozens of women without wearing condoms. But you said, yes, I've also had sex with lots of women while wearing condoms. And some sex, I started wearing a condom with her and eventually took the condom off. I have also have, this is a true statistic, I have this on my spreadsheets. I can pull up the number right now. I'm not going to do that because I can't give you numbers. I don't know what the number is, but I could pull the number up right now because I track this. I have not only had sex with dozens of women without a condom, I have come inside dozens upon dozens of women without a condom during sex. It's possible and doable under an alpha male to put a model if you follow the correct model. So these guys who say every woman I fuck has to be wife quality or else I have to always wear condoms, wrong. Incorrect. Let's see here. When can you actually not wear condoms? When? Let me explain. And I've explained this before, but I've never gone into detail about it. I've usually kind of say it as a one-off. Any new woman you have sex with, you need to wear. So there's a few rules here. Rule number one. Any new women you fuck, you must wear a condom. I don't care if you don't like it. If she is a trashy, bimbo, slutty chick who does drugs and has fucked 400 men, you need to wear a condom on her the first time you have sex. If she is the perfect, virginal, Christian girl who's only fucked 4 guys and her parents are still married and she's a Christian and she wants to get married and she passes all the little check boxes you have as a trad con, the first time you fuck her, you must wear a condom. I'm sorry. So yes, so under that model, yes. Having sex with a new woman without wearing a condom, you are rolling the dice. Especially if, A, you live in the United States or Canada where an accidental pregnancy will destroy your life. B, if you are certain parts of the world where STDs are more common and or women have more diseases and or maybe it's the first time you visit the country, things like that. Okay? So that's when you wear condoms. Yes. Next, you continue to wear a condom if a woman is an FB and lives, let's say, a chaotic lifestyle. So if you have an FB, even a long-term FB, and she does a lot of drugs, or she fucks lots of guys, she tells you about all the guys she fucks, or she gets drunk a lot, has a lot of sex while she's drunk. Because that's a big issue with some girls. Less now because young girls aren't having sex anymore. But back in the day, You'd have these girls, they would go to parties, get drunk, fuck guys. Then you try to fuck them, and you say, she'd tell you she'd fucked a guy at a party. And you'd say, I've had this experience more than once with younger girls. You had sex, right? Yeah. Did he wear a condom? And they go, well, I think so. Okay, that means I was a drunk bitch. I don't know what the hell was going on. He didn't wear a condom because guys hate wearing condoms. And she got fucked without a condom. Happens all the time. By the way, for the record, I don't like condoms. No one likes condoms. Condoms aren't as bad for me because I'm on TRT. I'll address that in a minute. If I forget, then bring that up in the chat. So that's the next thing. If you are dating, not dating, if you have an FB who has a lifestyle that's a little dangerous, a little precarious, keep fucking her, wear a good condom. When you have sex during a condom, by the way, I'm shocked there are men who don't know this. Every once in a while, you have to pause and put your hand down there and check. Is it still down? Is it still on? Is it still rolled up? Check it. You have to check condoms. There's a proper way to do condoms or proper not do condoms. The way I use condoms is I take the condom out. I put one drop of lube in it, and then I put it on. Roll all the way to the bottom. Now, if you're wearing the more tight condoms, you have a big cock, it's harder. I get all that. Fine. Deal with it. Figure out the condoms that work the best. The best condoms that feel the best. Here's a tip. I've talked about this. Is female condoms. Let me talk about that really quick. If you just hate fucking condoms because you hate how they feel, female condoms, if you're willing to put up with the downsides, and there's a few of them, are awesome. They're great. So a condom goes on the man and stays on the man as the man goes back and forth, right? Female condoms are literally the inverse of that. The female condom goes inside the woman, and now it's on the woman, and the man goes back and forth inside the female condom, inside the woman. So you get a lot more friction and a lot more feel. With a female condom, they're awesome. Downsides of female condoms, they're more expensive. Sometimes as much as like a dollar a condom. Other one is they're not very romantic. They kind of kill some of the romance and the vibe. And you have to put them on your two fingers. As a person, you got to put them inside her. You have to explain to her, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a condom inside you. Be nice. You got to put them inside her. And then it kind of hangs out during sex. Now, once you have sex, it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying it's a little weird, especially if you've never done before. let's see. So if you just, those you just hate condoms with a burning passion, try female condoms. They're awesome. And then also something else I would give you, another tip is I would experiment with different types of condoms. What most guys do, and I've been guilty of this myself, is, and I've used a lot of condoms in my life, as you might imagine, they use one brand or one type of condom and they kind of stick with that forever. And then other new condoms come out that are better, or they haven't tried other condoms. Try a few. Buy several boxes of different kinds and try a few. And you will be shocked at the difference. Durex has a new type of condom. Not new. New to me, I guess. Durex used to be shit. Durex used to be horrible condoms. Today, Durex is pretty good. They've got some condoms called something ultra thin, and then thin feel, and then real feel. And they're all pretty good. I'm shocked. So experiment with different condoms. It's the next piece, okay? When also should you use a condom? MLTRs. MLTRs who are dating other men, actively having sex with other men, or maybe are not as responsible as you'd like, or you don't know. You bring up the topic of other men and she gets really quiet, okay? And you probably should keep the condom on. Smithsonian's Black. I do not delete comments. YouTube deletes comments. Type your question very differently using different words. YouTube deletes comments. I have not deleted any questions on this live stream. Let's see. When else should you use condoms? New women, chaotic women, women you don't know about yet. Okay. Yes, you need to use condoms with the women, even if they're new, even if they're perfect. When you first have sex with a new woman, you don't know what the fuck you're dealing with. You can't say, oh, good, she's a Christian, and she said she's only fucked three guys, and she's very cute and very nice, and her parents are still married, and she loves Trump. So now I can fuck her for the first time and not wear a condom. No, you dumb fuck. You still have to wear a condom for a while. Now, here's when you can take the condom off. And I have done this dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of times with dozens and dozens and dozens of women over the past 17 years as an alpha male 2.0. I've had a lot of sex with a lot of women with no condoms, including coming inside. A lot. Because I'm like you, I prefer to not use condoms. Now, one more thing about this, TRT. Another benefit to TRT, those of you older guys, one of the benefits of TRT, especially if you have HCG or gonadotropin as a component of your protocol, it increases the sensitivity of literally Mr. Johnson down there. So it actually makes sex feel better and makes orgasms feel better. So when I went on TRT, one of the first things I noticed was sex with the condom felt better. I'm like, ooh, this is awesome. So that's yet another benefit of TRT if you're over the age of 30, 35, and you're looking at maybe doing something like that. It's another benefit. So condoms, if you're on TRT, are not as a big of a negative as if you're not on TRT. let's see. Okay, here's when you can take the condom off. Here's the bottom line. I've said this many times. When a woman has proven to you via her actions, not words, that she is sexually responsible. Let me say that again. When a woman has repeatedly over an extended period of time proven to you through her actions, not her words, not what she says, not her promises, but her actions, that she is very sexually responsible. Here's another problem with you Western guys, especially you Americans. I have articles about ignore what women say, only pay attention to what women do. That extends out to not only women, but other things like politicians. You guys believe what politicians tell you. Trump's going to build a wall because he said so. Okay, you're idiots. A woman says, yeah, I'm on birth control. Oh, great. Now I can fuck her without a condom and come inside her because she said she's on birth control. No, you fucking morons. And the added part to this is you want it to be true. So guess what? You're like, okay. No. Things like birth control. I've said you don't take the condom off and come inside a woman until she has shown you or proven to you she is on some sort of birth control, not the pill. Like if she has an IUD and you can stick your finger in there and feel it, feel the string, or she shows you the paperwork, or you take her into the hospital, you go with her to the hospital for her depo shot. I've done all these things. Now, okay. And then you got to be sure she's not fucking lots of other guys. So in terms of both birth control and other men she's fucking, so birth control means protection against pregnancy, other men she's fucking, protection against STDs. Okay? When she proves to you over an extended period of time through her actions, not her words, and she has also demonstrated other trustworthy behavior over a period of several months, then if you are very careful, you can take the condom off. Now, I'm not going to talk today about, I just did a little bit, go into about whether or not you can come inside a woman or pull out. That's a whole different topic, but it's related to this. But you get my point. Now, you can do this even if she's, I'm going to blow your mind here. I've said this too. Some guys have ignored this. Even if she's an FB. What? You can fuck an FB without a condom? Yes. Not the first time. Not the second time. Not the first month. It might take several months. Several months. And I mean that, of seeing her and watching her very carefully and observing her behavior. And if she demonstrates long-term over several months responsible behavior, and you have a lot of other evidence that shows this, then yes, you can take the condom off and it's okay. Now, most women who are FBs, especially younger girls, but some of the women too, are not going to qualify for this, and you have to wear a condom forever on them. Same thing with MLTRs. Now, it's not like you make a woman an MLTR and now you can take the condom off. No. She still has to qualify for non-condom usage as an MLTR. Your OLTR, obviously, you don't have to wear condoms. Obviously, because she's already gone through that vetting process. You think I wear a condom on my own wife? No. You think when I'm with other women and my wife is watching me, I have to put on a condom? No. It kind of kills the thing for her. Caleb, do you have sex with FBs or have you had sex with FBs when you're a pink firefly without a condom? Yes. Under the models I just described. Okay? Very, very, very important. Again, I'm going to say this again. It's not like I go find a bunch of new girls and bang them without condoms. No, you idiots. Get rid of your binary thinking. It's not binary. It's a set of phases that some women will qualify for and most will not. I've said this many times. Most of the women I've had sex with were FB quality only. Then there was, I broke out the percentages a while back, I said something like, what did I say? It's something like only 25% of the women I've been with were like MLTR quality. And a little sliver percent were OLTR. Of those were OLTR. And all the rest were FB quality. Now, FB quality can be amazing, long-term, trusted, responsible FB. And then crazy FB, crazy hoe, dancing on the tables, fucking dudes, and you wear a really good condom. Okay? Now, also, one more. I'm going to throw one thing in here. Just because I am saying that it is stupid to say every woman I fuck or date must be wife quality doesn't mean I'm saying you have to fuck horrible women. You don't have to do this. You can have standards. You can say, look, if a woman is doing a lot of drugs, I'm not going to fuck her even as an FB, even with a condom. That's fine. I didn't do that for years. The only reason I stopped having sex with FBs who are drug addicts and, you know, really difficult lifestyles is because I got married. So when I got married, Pink Firefly became someone serious in my life. I said, you know, I can't be hanging out with women like this anymore because I'm married. And it just didn't feel right. But before Pink Firefly came along, which is 10 plus years, I had a great fucking time with those crazy bitches. Wear a good condom. Wear a good condom. Wear a good condom. Wear a good condom. Check in during sex. Good condom. Now, but you don't have to do that. You can raise your standards. You can have some standards. I'm just saying, if you're one of these psychos that says every woman I fuck must be da 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 da. No. No, if you want to have certain levels of women you don't want to have sex with, that's fine. But you still have to have the ability to fuck FBs, which means these are women you know you don't want to date. You like them. They're cool people. They're friendly. You get along. That's what FB means. But you don't want to date her. Or you shouldn't date her. Maybe she has a boyfriend or something. Because I don't. You can have FBs with boyfriends. A lot of mine do. A lot of mine have. But you don't want MLTRs with boyfriends. That's complicated. Why would you be in a romantic, an emotional relationship with a woman who has a committed boyfriend she's cheating on? That doesn't make sense to me. Let's see. What else do I want to say about this? That's it. It's not black or white. It's not binary. Are you guys asking questions about this? You guys are talking to each other here. Let's see. What body count would or should qualify for women for becoming an OLTR wife? That is purely in a matter of opinion. A fair, maybe scientific and reconcilable number that isn't Caleb's opinion. There is none. There is none. Your odds of divorce are still sky high if you marry a woman who is a virgin. And I've seen it happen. I have seen multiple men marry or have serious girlfriends or move in with girls who were virgins, fucking virgins, or close to it, Western women now, okay? I'm not talking about India or Pakistan or Taiwan, or okay? Western women, they still break up. They still get divorced. It's all the same fucking problems. This is a right-wing fantasy. You're living a collapsing era. In the words of Geralt of Rivia, if I am to choose between one evil or another, then I prefer to not choose at all. I don't agree with that. There are other choices between one or the other. And Geralt of Rivia is a ripoff of Elric. Don't get me started on that one. Which are the non-curable STDs? I think someone already answered you in the chat, right? You guys don't know? So one guy says, let's see if you're right. HIV is not curable. HPV does leave the body within 2 years. That is curable. You just have to wait it out. Most strains of HPV are curable. HSV, herpes, that is not curable. Hepatitis B and C, no. They cannot cure hepatitis C. hepatitis A goes away on its own, correct. Hep B, I don't remember, but they developed the vaccine or a cure for hep C. Let's see here. Any more questions? You guys are talking to yourselves. Okay, cool. Does Pink Firefly allow you to bear back women? We've gone back and forth on it. It depends on how she's feeling in the relationship. We've been together a long time, so we've had different parameters for different events and different times in her life. So it depends. The answer is she's a girl. It depends. Topic suggestion for live stream, dealing with women's other men. I did a video on that, YouTube video on that, including how to know or ask about a women's other men. Women's other men would be a good topic. Okay. Make a note here. A2 topic. Women's other men asking women about other men. Okay. We'll do that. Which online retailer supplies your TRT and HCG? I use a doctor. I'm old school. I actually work with a doctor. I don't do this myself. I recommend you do this yourself. How do you know she's not having sex with other guys? You can never 100% know anything in life. There's no such thing as 100% knowing. Not yet. I've written articles about this. Soon the technology went to the point where you will know. Everyone will know. Every woman you're seeing or dating will know who you're fucking, which means monogamy will be impossible. It'll be a possible cheat. So you will know in a few years, you'll know, because there'll be no privacy anymore. You'll never 100% know. You just play the odds. And it's worked because I'm clean. I don't have an STD. I don't get women pregnant by accident. I've been a lot of women without condoms. You just don't rush too fast. You take it slow and you stay rational, logical, and objective. And you don't get one-itis. You don't get excited. You know what also helps? Fucking multiple women. If you're only fucking one girl because you're being a lazy beta pussy, you're more likely going to want to take off the condom because she's the only sex you're getting. Stupid. If you're having sex with three or four girls, and two you're wearing a condom and two you aren't, the two you're wearing a condom with is not a big deal. And you could afford to emotionally to wait to make sure. So a lot of this is you fuckers being monogamous or de facto monogamous. Isn't it? Isn't it, you guys? You guys who have, well, I have to, every wife has to be, every woman has to be wife quality. You're fucking one girl at a time, generally speaking. Aren't you, you betas? See? Yeah. Non-monogamy solves all these problems. Let's see here. What else we got here? There's a red pill. I'll answer a few questions. We'll get to our next topic. Is the red pill logic of women got to be wife material just to cope for I get one-itis too easily? It is sometimes, but no, a lot of men do believe this stuff. And these are more right-wingish men, trad-conish men. You know, there's a certain component of red pill that is right-wingish, trad-conish. And they really believe this stuff. But there's also a lot of men are using it as an excuse. Yes, of course. Do you ever tie the rubber up and take it with you? I've never done that. But I dispose of it myself. But no, I've never. And usually I'm not having sex at women's houses. I'm usually having sex in an environment I control. A hotel room that is mine or my house or my apartment or a place that's mine. So most of the sex I have are not at women's houses. If you have lots of sex at women's homes, then you could do that, sure. Fine. How much better would you be if you started anti-aging stuff when you were 25 instead of now? You'd be a little better off. It's a little overkill to start at 25. I think you start at 30. What do you think about a vasectomy? I already answered that question earlier in this live stream. Could you expand a little on societal programming? Who are the elites and in what ways they want to control everyone else? Go to alphamalebook.com and buy my book, The Unchained Man. It's only $7. You can go to unchainedman.io and buy the new version, which isn't out yet, where I explain it in massive, massive detail. The bottom line is the elites are the top 10,000 to 25,000 people in the world who have the most amount of power. And these are elites from not now, but from history. Societal programming was developed by the elites to keep you more docile and controlled. Things like politics, religion, all this stuff comes from societal programming, which comes from the elites. The elites' goal is to stay in power. The way they can stay in power is to make sure you are easily controlled, taxed, monitored, and distracted. Hence, right, left-wing politics. Hence, Christian versus atheist debates. These are all societal programming. Best way to deal with over-clingy Latina women, especially South American. I've made too many of them cry. Soft next. If a woman gives you drama, you soft next. If a woman complains a lot, you soft next. You're not soft nexting. You're just putting up with it because she's hot. So don't do that. Went on a couple date a couple days ago, and the touching the face before Kiss move was so damn key. Thanks. Yeah, that's getting escalating to a kiss, escalating to sex is way better when it's the first time. Oh my gosh. Especially that first date or the second, not first date. You're not supposed to kiss the first date. Hey, you're not supposed to kiss the first date. You're violating my model. Don't kiss the first date. Don't kiss the first date. Don't. If you're following my model, do not kiss on the first date. Touch, Kino, sex talk, all yes. Sexual frame, yes. Don't kiss the first date. You'll actually reduce your odds of success later. Unless you know 90% plus you're going to have sex on the first date. That's the only exception. Otherwise, don't kiss. Don't do it. Oh, it was second date. Good. All right. I'm very happy. Cool. All right. You're right. You didn't say first or second. That's my fault, huh? Good. Cool. Yeah. Ramp up to the, you want to make a woman wet and excited to fuck you from the first time you kiss her. Ramp up using touching and Kino, ramp up to the kiss. Don't just grab her and kiss her. I mean, that's fun too. Do that when you're already having sex though. And then she likes that more. Ramp up to it. She'll be like, ah! Then she gets off the phone. No, she leaves you and she's immediately texting all of her girlfriends. Oh my God, this perfect guy. You want that. You want that kind of response. Why can't you bang them on the first date? If you have sex, you can bang them on the first date. Your odds are lower if you insist on banging them on the first date, and it'll take longer. Your dates will be longer, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. I teach 1 hour first date, 1 to 2 to 3 hours second date max. So within 2 to 3 hours of FaceTime, if you insist on having sex on the first date, you're not going to have a 1 hour first date. It's going to be very, very long into the evening. Generally speaking, yes, there are exceptions. So that's not the model I teach. You can do that. I've done it. That's not a good repeatable model. All right. Next topic. So I better not hear any more about this bullshit about, well, why would I have sex there if she's not perfect? Put on a fucking condom and enjoy her. And later, if, and it's a big if she proves to be a responsible person, which takes several months, you can take the condom off. You can have a scenario. I'll end with this happy note on this topic before we go to the next topic. You can have a scenario. I have had this scenario many, 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 many times, past 17 years, where you can have 2, 3, 4 women all in rotation, all at the same time, and you're not using condoms on any of them. You can do it. You got to be careful. Do it correctly. What I said, okay? And it's not typical, but you can. You can do it. Alpha Male 2.0 is not about banging thousands of women, although that model is compatible with Alpha Male 2.0. Alpha Male 2.0 is about what? Long-term non-monogamous relationships. Long-term. When you develop long-term relationships with women, you can pull this kind of thing off. These are things that one-night stand player dudes and guys who fuck 100 new women a year can't do. Those guys have to use condoms, or else they do get in trouble. I've had buddies. You know, old buddies of the pickup artist world who just don't use condoms, and they'll bang like 60 women in a row with no condom or very few condoms, and they get chlamydia, and they get, you know, warts, and they get bacterial infections, and they get chicks pregnant on an accident, and they freak out, got to take it down and get an abortion, and stupid. So these guys, those player dudes, nothing wrong with those player dudes, that's fine. It's a part of, there's a certain point in a man's life he needs to do that, have to wear condoms. But on Alpha Male 2.0, you have all kinds of opportunities to not have to do that. That's why Alpha Male 2.0 is a superior model to just, I'm a player guy banging hundreds of girls. It's also a long-term model. Player guys, you're not going to want to be a player guy in your 40s. You're not. 20s and 30s, sure. 40s, no, you won't want to do it anymore. As you've seen many other, you know, famous POAs players go. Right? Okay. Okay. Next topic. What are we doing on here? Everything good? Let's take a drink of water. Take a drink of water, Caleb. The blogs are ready. I mentioned this in the last live stream. So there's an Alpha Male 2.0 blog and a Sovereign CEO blog. I will put links in this video. I can verbally tell you it's A2 Unchained. Hang on. I better bring up that. I don't want to get this wrong. Hang on a second. Hang on. Hang on a minute. I'll post in the chat right now. So the Alpha Male 2.0 blog is a2unchained.wordpress.com. Later, I will forward that to the real blog. This is the temporary location only. Then the Sovereign CEO blog is locationibiz.wordpress.com. One article a week at both places. If you are subscribed by mailing list, you will also get those as an email newsletter with all the graphics, everything else. And there will be links to the blog. You can leave comments to the blogs. You can also click a link to write in a question and pay a small fee. And I will actually write an entire article for your question. Not like a little blurb, an entire article. I've already gotten a few questions. And as soon as I announced it, I had a bunch of people writing questions. Cool. All right. Next topic. Let's see, where am I here? Hang on. Oh, yeah. I forgot what the topic was. I look at my notes. Oh, yeah, that one. I'm going to give you some behavioral examples that contrast how a beta male handles things with women versus how an alpha male 1.0 handles things with women versus how an alpha male 2.0 handles things with women. Now, if you're newer to this concept, I will briefly describe the three categories of men. Every man falls into one of three categories. The most popular category by a wide margin, around 80% of modern day men, is the beta male. The beta male is outcome dependent. He really cares about everything. He's nervous about everything. He's very focused on the outcome. He's constantly worried about everything. And he is also not confident. He is a pussy. His life is ruled by things like his parents, even if he's an adult, the politics of his country, the news. I just did a live stream 2 days ago about people getting pissed off about the news. You're getting pissed off about the news, you're probably a beta male, okay? Mom, dad, if you have a girlfriend, your girlfriend and you're beta, or a wife, your girlfriend slash wife runs your life. If you have a job, your boss runs your life. Beta males spend their lives being run by external people and external forces because they're pussies. Now, they're nice people sometimes. Sometimes they're miserable, horrible assholes on the internet too. All these trolls and angry, you know, incels on the internet, those are betas. So sometimes beta males can be horrible. Sometimes they can be nice, but they're betas. Okay? That's the beta male, the most popular type of male today. The next type of male, I would roughly put it at maybe 15-ish%. That's a wild guess. That's an educated wild guess. That is the alpha male 1.0. That is the typical archetype of what you would visualize an alpha male to be. Picture someone like Donald Trump. Picture someone like Andrew Tate. The alpha male 1.0, unlike the beta male, is strong and very confident, masculine, tough, successful in at least one area. Now, that could mean he's physically fit but has very little money. Maybe he has a lot of money, but he's fat. But you can have fat alpha males. You can have poor alpha males, but they're successful in at least one area, successful with women or not, okay? Usually they are. And so that is the alpha male 1.0. That's the good news. He's, unlike the beta male, he is confident. And he is strong. He's a take charge guy and he's a successful guy. That's the beauty of the alpha male 1.0. The problem with the alpha male 1.0 is he is highly outcome dependent. And as I write about in my book, The Unchained Man, the operating model of the alpha male 1.0 is two things: to control others and to be heard. They want to be heard. They want you to listen to them. If you don't listen, they get very mad. If you don't do what they tell you to do or do what they expect you to do, they get mad. So alpha male 1.0 is either happy a lot or fucking mad all the time. Happy, mad, happy, mad, happy, mad, happy, mad, happy, mad. It's very exhausting to be an alpha male 1.0. It's always a level of extreme happy, extreme anger. And they bounce around. Sometimes more anger than happiness. Depends on the alpha male 1.0. You could have nice alpha male 1.0s. You could have asshole alpha male 1.0s. I know both. Okay, so the alpha male 1.0 is the outcome dependent alpha male who really gives a shit about what you do and what you say, what you think about him. It's very, very important to the alpha male 1.0. Okay. The alpha male 2.0 is the exact same as the alpha male 1.0, except he has outcome independence. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what you do. He doesn't care what you say. He doesn't give a fuck. If he dates a woman, he doesn't give a shit what she does. I'm married. I don't give a fuck what my wife is doing right now. Do not care at all. Don't tell me what to do. I don't care. Why don't I care? I'm too busy living my own life, building my own mission, making my own money, having sex with other women besides the main girl in my life. working on my fitness and working on anti-aging and all this stuff I work on. I'm busy living my very full, exciting life and work on my mission. Therefore, I don't have time, or I think it would be stupid to, and I've said this many times, the example I've given. Why would I put my amazing life on pause to go yell at a woman because she's not respecting my authority? Or yell at one of my employees, or yell at one of my friends, or yell at people on the internet because they're not doing what I want them to do? Why would I do that? Stupid. My priority, the Alpha Male 2.0's priority, is happiness. So we don't give a fuck what other people do. We're too busy being happy. We're the happy alphas. So that, in a very brief nutshell, is the difference between those three types of men. Okay. So I'm going to give you some scenarios. These are just, I have a few of my notes here. I'll give some off the top of my head. You guys, the chat also, by the way, could give me a scenario once you go through these. Give me a hypothetical scenario of a beta male, an alpha male 1.0, an alpha male 2.0 with a woman. With a woman he's in a relationship with, on a date with, or something like that, okay? So let's see. Here are my notes here, some examples. Oh, okay. A woman he's in a relationship with says no to sex. Happens to all men occasionally, right? Because women are not always horny. Men are always horny. Women are horny when they're horny, and then when they're not horny, they're not. Women have a bad day at work, right? She has a bad day at work, so she doesn't want to have sex. That's how women are. Women aren't like men, where you want to fuck all the time. You want to have sex, unless you're Gen Z. You want to have sex all the time, right? Especially if you're a high sex drive guy. You want to have sex if you're tired, if you're sleepy, if you're sick, you had a bad day, good, doesn't matter. We're horny all the time. So men are. Women are horny when they're horny. And when they're horny, they're even hornier than men. And then they have days or times or weeks or months where they're not horny. And you may get a no when you try to have sex with your girlfriend, wife, OLTR, MLTR, whatever. Okay. Oh, hang on 1 second here. So let me give you an example. So here's the scenario. Guys dating a girl. Let's not talk about if she's serious or girlfriend or not. Doesn't really matter. They're dating. Maybe they're serious, maybe they're not. Doesn't matter. It's not really relevant for the example. And they're at his place or their place or whatever. Doesn't matter. And the guy tries to fuck her and she says no. And gives some bullshit excuse. Whatever, you know, if you've been monogamously married or living with a woman, you've heard this 10,000 times, all the bullshit excuses women give men, especially monogamous men, to get out of sex, okay? I had a bad day at work, or I'm tired, or I have a headache, or, you know, I don't feel good today, or how about next Friday, right? One of those bullshit excuses, right? So what does the beta male do when the woman he's dating says this? He goes, well, come on. God damn it. And then there's like a little, she's like, no, I don't want to. I'm not your, the famous speech that women who are live-in monogamous women give their stupid monogamous boyfriends or husbands, the I'm not your hooker speech. I'm not your hooker. It's not my job to fuck you. Well, come on. I mean, this is bullshit. It's been like a week. I mean, what the hell? This is bullshit. Fucking you. This bullshit. Come on. Come on. Come on. No. Look, this is, come on, this is bullshit. No, fine. And he goes off and jerks the porn. That's the beta male. Now the alpha male 1.0. Oh, shit, here we go. Alpha male 1, she says no to sex. Whoa, what do you mean? Whoa. Wait, hang on. Stop. Listen to me. You'll hear this a lot from alpha male 1.0s. Go watch the Steven Crowder video. When him screaming at his wife, the number of times he says, listen to me. I've seen Andrew Tate do this. Listen to me. What does the alpha male 1.0s need? To control and to be heard. Listen to me. Put your phone down. Put your fucking phone down. You better put your fucking phone down. Now listen. I'm the man and you're the woman, okay? This is about respect, okay? Do you understand? I work hard and you're with me and I love you and I'm here to protect you. And that means, what are you making that face for? Don't make that face. Don't roll your eyes at me. Don't roll your eyes at me, Debbie. I've heard men say this. Hey, I'm not going to tolerate this behavior from you. Now, as he's saying this, do you think the Western woman's saying, okay, I'm sorry. She's saying, excuse me? Fuck you. Now there's this huge argument. Listen to me. Hey, stop talking. Excuse me. This is about respect. Are you showing me respect right now? And it's a big lecture. It's awful. And it's argument. See, the beta male, at least the beta male gives up after a few minutes and jerks off the porn. The alpha male 1.0, God damn it, And he's going to go 45. He's going to scream at that bitch for 45 minutes. He's going to go for an hour. And she'll scream at him. And he'll scream back at her. In many cases, there will be some physical violence. There'll be some physical altercation aspects of this. Unfortunately, a lot of Alpha Male 1.0s. Sometimes initiated by the woman. Sometimes initiated by the guy. And it's all about, you need to respect me. This is unacceptable behavior. You will do this. You better not do that. I work hard. I do this for you. I do that for you. You know, this is a relationship that has value. You are not valuing this relationship. Go watch those fucking texts that the fat guy in Hollywood. What's his name? I did a whole thing about this. Why am I drawing a blank of this guy's name? The guy in Superbad. The fat guy in Superbad. The texts and stuff he was sending to his girlfriend, that shit. Hey, do you value me? You're not valuing me, okay? This is not how I need to be treated. This is not how I need to be treated. Put down your phone. Stop it. Listen to me. That's the Alpha Male 1.0. Extreme anger, extreme happiness, both, okay? It's awful. Sucks. Jonah Hill. Thank you, Jonah Hill. Watch those texts. Those are very Alpha Male 1.0-ish texts. Okay? Alpha Male 2.0. When he's dating a woman who says no to sex, which almost never happens when you're an Alpha Male 2.0, why? She knows you're fucking other women. And she knows if she says no to you, you're just going to go the next day and fuck someone else. Sometimes a girl who is hotter and or younger than you. So you don't want to say no. So if you're an Alpha Male 2.0, first off, side point to this. It is rare women say no. Even if you're married. I am married. The number of times Pink Firefly, as a married couple, we've been married for years. The number of times she has said no to sex, it's happened. It's rare. And even when she says no, she'll say, okay, not right now, but how about tonight at 5? She'll like case it. But let's say the statistical probability happens and you're an Alpha Male 2.0 and she says, no, I don't want to have sex. You say, okay. And you pull out your phone. You send some text to your other FBs. That's it. Okay. You say it with a smile. Oh, okay. I've done this before with several women. Okay. Now here's what's funny. Here's what often happens. Not always, but often. What does the woman do? What response is a woman expecting when she says no to sex? The beta male response, come on, Jesus, bullshit. Or the alpha male, hey, look. She's expecting one of those two responses because every man she's ever dated in her life has been a beta male or an alpha male 1.0. And you go, okay. By the way, she knows or suspects, depending on what phase she's in the relationship, whether or not you know, you're having sex with women. So she'll go, what do you mean, okay? She gets all confused and nervous. What do you mean, okay? And you say, oh, it's fine. You just leave the room. What? And then sometimes she'll say, oh, okay. And then you have sex. It's happened. Isn't this better? Now, worst case scenario, you literally, and I've done this, you say, okay, you pull out your phone, you send two or three texts to your two or three other FBs, you schedule someone for tomorrow, you get laid tomorrow. Boop. No arguing, no fighting. It takes about 3 seconds. Which would you rather be? Very simple. Let's see. What's another scenario I have? You guys can give me some ideas here in the chat. If a woman doesn't text him back after he sends a text after a first or second date. Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's get the scenario. He's gone on a first date. Let's say it's a first date. First date. He sends her a text. No response after the first date. Okay. Beta male. What does a beta male do? Hey, how you doing? Just thinking about you. Just had a great time. Okay, cool. Talk to you later. Hour later. Hey, what's up? Hope you're having a good day. Did you have a good day today? Hour later. Hey, what's going on? I'm on lunch now and just checking in. How you doing? 2 hours later. Hey, how's it going? It's just text after text after text. And she's like, oh my God, block. This guy's a stalker. He's a weirdo, right? Beta male. Alpha male 1.0. There were several, I've listened to some of you maybe heard of these. These alpha male 1.0 voicemails that these guys leave on women's phones after a first or second date, So he'll text her. Then he'll text back. You know, I'd appreciate a response. You know, I would appreciate a response. You know, a lady, or another text. You know, a lady would respond. Now, he doesn't get a response from that. He's going to call her. He's going to call her up. Is she going to answer the phone? No, of course not. He's going to leave a voicemail. I've heard these voicemails. I've had women play these voicemails from Alpha Man 1.0s they were seeing or on a date with. And you can listen to some of these voicemails on the internet. They're amazing. You know, look, I took a bunch of time out of my day the other day to take you to this nice restaurant. And I spent $87.22 because you also got wine. You know, when I do that for a woman, I expect a certain level of respect. It's all about respect in 1.0. It's all about respect. Okay, a certain level of respect. And, you know, I got to be really honest with you. You're being extremely disrespectful. So here's what I expect you to do. I expect you to send me a text back or call me back. And I expect it. Let's see. What time is it? Okay, it's 3:30. I expect a call back or a text back by 8:30 p.m. this evening. And if I don't get a text or a call back by 8:30 this evening, we're going to have a real problem. So I expect you to do the right thing and to be a lady and to be proper and be respectful and send me a text back or call me back. Okay? Hope to see you very soon. I had a great time yesterday. Bye. Okay. Alpha Male 2.0 doesn't get a response the next day. You send one in the morning, you ignore it. You don't even, you're not, the Alpha Male 2.0 isn't even paying attention to when he's getting a response. He already has three girls. He's just trying to add a third or a fourth or a fifth. He's good. Okay. The next day, he realizes, oh, she never texted me back. All right, I'll send her one more. He sends her one more text, friendly little question, end with a question mark, something friendly and fun. And then he moves on, never worries about it ever again. If he never hears from her, he doesn't even care. He's too busy banging other chicks. If she does respond, great. He acts like nothing bad happened because nothing bad did happen. And he goes on the second date and has sex with her. Okay. What other thing? Do you guys have any in the chat here? Let's see. What is worse, a highly confident beta who can maintain a relationship or a super outcome dependent 1.0? All 1.0s are super outcome dependent. Both are an ass, but which one is less of an ass? I don't know what you mean by an ass. It's better to be an alpha 1.0 because at least the alpha 1.0 is having some level of success with women and money. So it's less, being a beta is awful. Alpha male 2.0 contacts FB or MLTR, but Caleb has also said that getting denied does not happen because of all the women on rotation. Yeah, no, there are other options, right? You guys try this. You alpha male 2.0s are actually following these models. The next time a woman says no to sex, which doesn't happen very often, right, guys? Those of you following these models, how often does a woman you're dating, an FB, MLTR, even OLTR, say no to sex? It's rare. When it happens, it's surprising. When it happens to a beta male or alpha 1.0, especially if they're monogamous, it's a normal part of the relationship. My fucking God, I was monogamously married for 9 years. All we did was argue about sex. My mom and dad, when they were married for 48 years, when I was a kid, all they did was argue about sex. Because women say no, and guys want to get laid. And there, yes, sir, I know if there are women on the stream or women watch this, yes, there are rare exceptions where the woman wants to have sex, the guy says no. You're seeing more and more of that now as testosterone levels drop. I understand. We're talking about men here. So. Yo, I'm alpha because I'm going to stream on your voicemail because I bought you your latte. By the way, they never say I'm alpha male. Alpha males don't say I'm alpha male. Does it increase betization if a man gets, or let's see, a man cries? Does it increase betization if something slash gets emotional in front of their OLTR, e.g. during their kids' school performance? No. No. That's okay. It's an issue of frequency. If you're always getting emotional, yes. You get emotional all the time. If you're like Kevin Smith and you're just crying all the time, yes. Who do you think is the boss in Kevin Smith's relationship? Him or his wife? Who do you think? He's a beta. He's a confident beta. He's a beta. Do I have no more scenarios here? I think you get the point. I could do some more scenarios. You guys have any scenarios to chat? I'll do some more scenarios. How are we doing on time? We're doing pretty good. So, anything else I want to ask about that? Talk about that. operating models. We call that really fast. I skimmed over that quickly. The operating model of the beta male, this is all out of the Unchained Man. The operating model of the beta male is to not risk. I can't do that. I can't start a business. What if it doesn't work? A lot of Lissigs, a lot of you Lissigs are betas. Well, what if I pick the wrong niche? Well, what if this happens? I can't start a business. To not risk. I can't do that. My girlfriend might get mad at me. I can't do that. My wife will yell at me. Well, I can't do that. My boss might, I can't post on the forum. My boss might see it. I might get fired. So the beta male is all about not risking. Operating model of the Alpha Male 1.0 is to control others and to be heard. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Put your phone down. Listen to me. Or in some cases, the Alpha Male 1.0, give me your phone. Where were you? Where were you? You're 7 minutes late. Where the hell were you? Oh, really? Give me your phone. Give me your phone. Give me your phone. Why don't you want to give me your phone? Give me your phone right now. Unlock your phone. And you have this big fight. I'm not giving you my phone. They're a big fight. I don't care if a woman's late. Don't give a fuck. Don't care if a woman's fucking another guy. I'm fucking other women. Don't care. Operating model, the Alpha Male 2.0. Long-term maximum freedom, a free lifestyle. That includes freedom from negative emotions. Stop giving a fuck. Stop caring what people do. Both the Alpha Male 1.0 and the Beta Male care a lot about what other people are doing, which means you'll never be consistently happy. Because I don't know if you've noticed, people are not robots and people are not angels. They're people. They fuck up. They do things you don't like. They lie. They make mistakes. People suck. And I say that as a guy who's an introvert, but I would say it as an extrovert too. People have all kinds of fucking problems. So if your happiness is bound up, this is the actual core of this. If your happiness is dependent upon people behaving perfectly at all times the rest of your life, you betas and alpha 1.0s, you'll never be long-term happy. You, at best, you get little isolated moments of happiness instead of consistent happiness like what I have. Because I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what the women I date do. I don't give a fuck what my wife does. I don't give a fuck what my kids do. They're grown. I don't give a fuck what happens in politics. I don't give a fuck who the next president is. I don't give a fuck what my customers do. Sometimes our customers or clients will do shit and people on my team or even like people in my family get mad. Like, oh, they're wrong. I don't care. It's fine. Let them do it. He's an asshole. Yeah, who cares? A percentage of people are assholes. That's fine. Don't care. It's nice. And then you're happy all the time. Hang on a drink. Hang on for some questions and then I gotta go. Also, being alpha 1.0 means there's only so much abuse you'll tolerate. Definitely better than the beta. Correct. Less bad than being a beta. Still bad. Why does it seem that everyone takes everything personally these days? What happened to these people? Lower testosterone, lower amounts of sleep. Those are two, and then societal programming. Those three. Those are three reasons to that question. Men have lower testosterone. Men and women aren't getting enough sleep. Programming is teaching people to be reactive. Scenario. Oh, here's the scenario. Girl FB lies about banging other guys. Okay. So that means you caught her in a lie. So she's an FB and you've caught her in a lie. So you found out somehow, you saw on her phone that she's fucking the guys and she says she wasn't. The beta male. The beta male's like, what the fuck? You said you didn't do it. Well, what the, I mean, why did you do it? He starts crying, pissed off. It's a combination of anger and sadness because his dreams are shattered. He probably is in love with her. He's probably only fucking her. And now he's all sad and depressed and he's mad and he goes home and he thinks about it. He's like, oh, I'm fucking a guy. Why are you? I'm not, what the fuck, man? You just said, beta male. Okay. Alpha male 1.0. What the fuck is this? Hey, what the fuck is this? Explain this. You said on January 2nd at 3:14 p.m. when I specifically asked you, you said you were not fucking other men and here you are fucking other guys. What the fuck is your problem? Do you understand how disrespectful that is? Do you understand how you're not valuing me? Do you understand how hurtful and shitty that is a thing to do? How dare you do this? From now on, I want you, here, take your phone. I want you to, you're going to text him right now. Text him right now until you're not going to see him again. Go ahead, I'll wait. Right now. Text him right now. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. Text him right now and tell him you will never see him again. You're seeing me and you're only going to see me. You understand? You're not going to be a slut and a bitch and a whore. I don't date sluts and bitches and whores. Okay, excuse me. I date women who are proper women who know how to respect the men that they're with and value the relationship that they're with. You're going to call him right now and text him right now and tell him, and it goes on and on. That's 1.0. 2.0. Cool. 2.0 is like, oh, she fucks like guys. Okay. I thought so. 2.0 doesn't even say anything. You think FBs have lied to me about this? Yes. You think I've caught FBs in lies? Yeah. Don't care. I'll give a shit. Okay, cool. I expect FBs to fuck other guys. I expect it. Even they say, oh, no, no, not me. No, no. Uh-huh, right. Sure, sweetheart. Dealing with their kids acting up, I meant. Oh, I can't act that out. So the beta male, it's actually very similar. The beta male and the 1.0 parent very similarly. It's all about authority and, okay, go to your room. And if the kid goes, the only difference is the beta male says, hey, you need a timeout. Then the mom comes over. You can't give him a timeout. Well, why not? Because he didn't do anything wrong. You can give him a warning. It's okay. Johnny, you don't have to have a timeout. Don't worry about it. And the beta male's like, well, fuck, okay. Alpha male 1.0's, you know, oh my God, those are nightmare dads. I had one of those dads. My dad was a mildish alpha male 1.0. Lectures. His big thing was don't talk back. Do what you're told. Shut the fuck up and don't talk back. He didn't say fuck. So I got lots of lectures from my alpha male 1.0 dad. Oh boy. Did I get some of this shit? Yeah. Alpha male 2.0. I have two entire chapters, The Unchained Man, about how to raise kids as an alpha male 2.0. If a child does something bad on purpose, you give them a timeout. That means you have a chair set up against the corner of the room. You have a little timer, a little kitchen timer. You pick the child up if they're really little. If they're not, you walk the child over. You sit, and you're not mad and you're not reactive. You don't get mad. You can't raise your voice and scream and yell, like, God damn it. You're like, okay. You smash the plate on purpose. Time for a timeout. Come on. I don't want to go. Come on. Take them. If you have to take them by the hand, take them, you put them in the chair. You set the timer for the number of minutes equal to their age. So if he's 6 years old, 6 minutes, and you say, this timer is going to go for 6 minutes. During this timer, you are not allowed to make any noise with your hands or feet or mouth, because sometimes they'll kick the wall and make a sound. If you make a sound, I'm going to come back in here. And you say it like this. If you make a sound, I'm going to come back in here. I'm going to turn it back to six. As soon as you're quiet for 6 minutes, you can get off the chair and go play. Okay, I'll see you in 6 minutes. And you leave. That's it. No emotions, no anger, no being offended, no lectures about authority. The last thing is, when the timeout is done, you say, do you know why you got a timeout? Because it's important to understand why. Because sometimes kids don't know why. And you want to, and they give you an answer. If the correct answer, you say yes. And then you just leave it alone, let them go play. If it's a wrong answer, you say, actually, no, it's because of this. Cool? Okay. So, if you lost all your money, women, how long would you get it back in your 50s? 6 months. I write about that in my books. It would be 6 months, if that. If a woman wants you to meet her friends or roommates, how do you avoid that? How important is you avoid them? You cannot do that if she's an FB. You cannot do that if she's an MLTR unless she's your only high-end MLTR. Just tell her you're not ready for it. If it's an FB, you just look at her like she's insane. Like, what? What? You make her look weird for even expecting that. If she's an MLTR, you know, I'm not ready for that. They sound great. I'm just not ready for that. That's it. You are born or you become a beta alpha? That's a good question. I think most men are born to be betas or alpha 1.0s. You have to become a 2.0. You have 2.0 traits. I've never seen a born 2.0. I've never seen it. You have to become a 2.0. Now, that being said, alpha male 1.0s eventually become betas when they get old and they settle down. Happened to my dad. It's happened to many old alpha male 1.0s I know. Most alpha male 1.0s, when they settle down and get monogamous post age 35, you wait 10 years and they're betas. What if you do if she is forcing you to use condoms? No woman can force you to do anything. if she wants you to use a condom, you need to wear a condom. That's her. That's part of her decision. If you don't like it, don't stop seeing her. That question makes no sense. I want to have kids while keeping the player lifestyle. I did it. That's fine. Regular FBs, ONS. Where am I most likely to find this kind of girl? Explain this deal to her. Maintain the relationship for a long period of time. You're basically asking, how do I get an OLTR? Here's how you get an OLTR. You date several women and make one or two of them MLTRs. You pick your favorite MLTR. You date her for at least 6 months and you watch her very carefully. If you have no, then you give her the talk. 3 to 5 months in the relationship, she has to survive the talk. Many women, most women do, some women don't. She survives the talk. She keeps seeing you after the talk, knowing you're fucking other women. Then you wait another 6 months and you watch her carefully. She has virtually zero drama or jealousy. You can upgrade her OLTR and you're there. That's how you do it. Scenario of the alpha beta 1.0. A girl makes you drama for other girls. Makes you drama for other girls. I don't understand. Please rewrite. Do you worry about the 2%, 5% of the time that birth controls don't work? 2% rule. Go watch my video on the 2% rule. 2% rule, and it's not 5%. Oh, I don't trust birth control pills. I don't count birth control pills. I don't count those. If she's on birth control pills, I'm wearing a condom, or at a minimum, I'm pulling out. I don't trust birth control because she might not be able to take them. I trust things I can verify. IUDs, tubal ligation, depo shots, shit like that. I trust those things. Those I trust. I do not trust birth control pills. Do you have a guide on raising and having kids in the most efficient way where it takes me the least amount of time and efforts? Yes, alphamalebook.com. 2 whole chapters on exactly that. What if the kid attacks you? If it's a little child who goes, you ignore it. It's a little child. If you're a 1.0, you hit him. If you're a beta male, you get scared and you lecture about your feelings. If you're a 1.0, you just ignore it. A little kid goes, who cares? Now, a teenage kid, different story. But why is your teenage kid hitting you? You fucked that up. That's your fault. Little kids, who cares? If you have a teenage kid and they threaten you with a weapon, oh, here we go. What should you do about them? First of all, after the scenario, you need to look yourself in the mirror and say, why were you such a horrible father to raise a kid who will pull a weapon on you? That's on you, man. You raise a teenage kid. I hope you're being hypothetical. If you're not, hypothetical or not, that's on you. My kids would never do this. Never do anything like that because I'm a good dad and they had a reasonably good mom. So why did you raise a kid who's pulling a knife on you or pulling out a weapon? You defend yourself as if an adult did it. You don't differentiate between he's your kid or he's a teenager and he pulls a knife. You're going down. You pull a weapon on me and you're a teenage kid and you're my, now that would never happen to me because I'm a good dad. But you did that, you're going down. You're going down. Oh, you're going down. I don't care for my kid. And then you're probably getting kicked out of my house. I'm probably never going to see you again either. Until you're, you know, in your 30s or something. That's my opinion. Did you read How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World and then create a 2.0 concepts? Or did you already have these concepts and the book just confirmed it? A combination of the two. I had a lot of concepts before I read that book, and that helped solidify certain other concepts. Yes, I don't trust a woman to take pills every day. Correct. You can't. You don't know if she didn't take it that morning. You don't know. How do you know? I read about this. The only exception to that is there's a category of women, a percentage of women. I would put this at maybe 15% of women, 10%, who are terrified of getting pregnant. They're terrified. And some of these women are on the pill, but they're like militant about it. But that's a very small category of women. Usually those kind of women get IUDs or something. But some of those women are on the pill, and they're on the pill their whole lives. I have a female friend. She's in her 50s, went to high school with her. Known her for years. She's been on the pill like her whole fucking life since she was like 18. Well, it's not very good for you physically. But anyway, yeah, correct. Can you show us where you bought the water filters? I can't because it's in Dubai. Do you live in Dubai? It's country specific. I'm dating an MLTR, but I still work on getting FBs on the side. How do you manage framing that you have sex with other women with no lying in the particular case when you're building a roster? You don't discuss it until you have the talk. You never bring that up. You wait for the talk. The way the talk works is you date her for 3 to 5 months or more. More is better. And if she's asking you about other women, you blow it off. You say, look, I'm not ready to talk about that. Or you make a smart ass remark, you give her sarcasm, and you just blow it off. Will that work forever? No. Eventually, she's going to put her little foot down and say, hey, look, I wonder what the hell's going on. What is this? And what's going on with our relationship? And then you have the top, and then you tell her. There's a very specific sequence of how you do that talk. That's how you do it. You don't bring this up. Men talk way too much. Never define the relationship. Never talk about the relationship other than the talk, ever. That's the problem with men today, is they want to talk about this stuff. No. You could have another career in comedy or acting if you're after your internet career. Your impressions are funny. Yeah, I was told I should have been an actor when I was a kid. I said, actors don't make any money. So no. So no. If I was a comedian, you're not making money as a comedian. Sorry. That's the ones you know, the Bill Burrs are fraction 1%. Be a comedian, musician, actor, you don't make any money. I like money. So I'll just be a really funny businessman. That's me. All right. Anything else we should discuss before I go? Are there any other questions? Let's see here. Let me check my notes. No, that's it. All right. Are there any other questions? If not, I will vamanos, although that's not. I just realized you guys corrected me in the last live stream. That doesn't mean I'm going to go. That means let's go. So I'm going to take off. What does take off mean in Spanish? Español. I was talking to two of my Paraguayan FBs the other day on some Spanish stuff. Should you avoid talking about your relationships with male friends? That is a matter of opinion. There's no right or wrong answer. That's up to you. Your friends will not understand Alpha Male 2.0. And so 95% of the time, and a lot of you have reported this to me, when you start talking to your guy buddies about what you're doing, they get all lectury. Well, you shouldn't do that. You know, why are you doing that? Because that's not, or women won't let you do that. Or, hey, man, you got to grow up. They act like beta males or women. What are men today? Beta males or women? Adam Carolla wrote a book a few years ago. This is a few years ago now. Hilarious book called In 50 Years, We'll All Be Chicks. Fantastic book. And this was like prescient. This was like 2014. Oh, boy, is he right. So I am. Mi voy? How do you pronounce it? Mi voy? Mi voy? Like, not I'm leaving, like I'm gonna leave. Or I gotta leave. How do I say I gotta leave? Is it still possible to make money using only blogging? Yes. I feel like social media becomes mandatory for an online business. Yes. Go look up Justin Welch. He makes over $1 million a year doing nothing but blogging. Yep. You sure can. You gotta sell something. You need something you gotta sell. Yeah. You can't just blog and do nothing else. You got something to sell, but yeah, you bet. Yep. Adam's book was in 2010. Are you sure it was that far ago? Really? I thought it was like 2014. Because he's written several books. How do you recommend managing kids when you're living Five Flags, new country every 1 to 2 months? That's not Five Flags. Living in a country every 1 to 2 months is not Five Flags. That's called PT, perpetual traveler. You cannot raise kids. You can have children. You cannot raise kids if you're in a new country every 1 to 2 months. You can't. So you wait until you don't want to do that anymore. I have a feeling that you are under the age of 35. When you're well over the age of 35, you will not want to, trust me, as a 50-year-old man, 51, you're not going to want to go to travel that like that every 1 or 2 months. Bring them on flights or have the mother take care of them somewhere and come back to time. Yes, that's it. Me in Spanish is about me voy. Me tengo que ir. I don't know how to pronounce that. So me voy. I'll just do me voy. I'll ask my Paraguayan FBs. Can you give recommendations on day game sources? My favorite is Tom Torero. He's dead, but his stuff is the best. That's my favorite. That's good. Me tengo que ir. I said it right? No, I didn't. I'm the whitest white American man learning Spanish in the world. Perfect. All right. One of my friends here in Dubai is from South America. And she has that same Paraguayan-ish accent. One of my Instagram girls. And so we were talking about Spanish the other day. All right. I'm going to take off. Do I have any announcements this week? I guess I don't. Business Builder is probably too late to join. I guess you could. I don't know. I guess you can start from, we're going to start business building that curriculum on the 9th, which is Saturday. All right, cool. I'm going to take off. Do you think the soft next is manipulative? When a woman wears makeup on a first date, is that manipulative? If the answer is no, then the soft next is not manipulative. If the answer is yes, then it is manipulative. Depends on your definition of the word, your opinion of the word manipulative. What will be the rhythm of the articles, the both blogs? One blog article per week at each blog. I have not yet picked the day of the week yet. It might be Monday for Sovereign CEO. I might do the same schedule as this. So Monday for the Sovereign CEO one and Wednesday for the Alpha 2. I haven't decided yet. I got to decide that next 24 hours. I got to pick a day. Probably something like that. Or maybe I do the opposite. Maybe I do Sovereign CEO on Tuesdays, Alpha Male 2 on Thursdays. So that way you get the live stream / podcast on Monday. You get something from me 4 days in a row. That's pretty cool. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that. I just thought of that. I kind of like that idea. Yeah. All right. I got to Mayvoy. I got a Mayvoy. That's how you say it with an American accent. You don't say Mexico. You say Mexico. All right. I got to go. Oh, is there any more comments here? Cool. All right. Best ways to learn a new language fastest before arriving in the country. Duolingo is the shit. Do it and pay for it. Duolingo on your phone. It's awesome. Cool, guys. Have fun. I'll see you on the Sovereign CEO live stream on Monday. Bye.